Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. Stand up for your country. We had an amazing night last night. I hope you saw my analysis of the debate right after the debate. Millions of people saw it. Millions. And I think now, BillO'Reilly.com and all of our venues on radio and TV, I think we are the most powerful news agency on internet in the world. With that showing last night, it just blew everybody out that so many people would come in to watch it. If you did not see it, if by some chance you went to the networks to watch propaganda and gibberish, and I'll prove it, I'll back it up tonight. We have it posted, my instant analysis after the debate. But now I've had time to think about what really happened last night, and I can tell you some things with certainty. By the way, we have Bernie Goldberg, not a big fan of President Trump, coming up. And we have Eric Bolling, who is a big fan of the president. And as we always do, our coverage will be fair, will be smart, and the coverage will be skewed to making your life better. That's what we do here. So the debate was a fiasco. Everybody knows that. It's hard to see any benefit to Donald Trump. I don't think he got any votes from that debate. He didn't lose any. I mean, his people, they want to see him whack Joe Biden around and fight with Chris Wallace. And the president did that. But did he really persuade anyone that he's the guy, he's the answer to all of our complicated problems? Not last night. I didn't see it. Joe Biden, he won because he didn't collapse. I mean, that's how low the bar was. He got through it. He stumbled around and said things that weren't true. But, you know, at the end of the night, he was standing. That's a victory for Biden. Did he persuade a lot of people? Low information people, maybe. But anybody who really knows what's going on, I don't think they're going to be jumping up and down for Joe Biden. The ratings on the networks were 36% lower for the first debate in 2020 then compared to 2016. That's because people are fleeing the network. You'll see a higher rate on cable and on the internet, like I just said. When you have millions of people watching me, and this is non-corporate media, we answer to no one but you, all right? You see the flow out into voices that are honest. Donald Trump will take a hit in the polls in the next 7 days or so. Rasmussen is already reporting that he's down. Can he come back? Yeah. I mean, it's not a knockout blow. He wasn't knocked out. And finally, Chris Wallace. Not a good night for Mr. Wallace. I do not believe he was favoring Joe Biden. I don't believe that. But Mr. Wallace trapped himself into a situation where he lost control of the debate. And there's no question he did. But it was his own fault. It wasn't Trump's fault, because you know what you're going to get. Bellicosity, he's not going to go by the rules. You know what you're going to get with Donald Trump. And certainly Chris Wallace knows. So here's what I learned watching the debate, all right? It was a wash, all right? No big political gain for either of them. If Biden is in front, and I believe he may be by a little, then that's the way it is today, okay? It remains that way. Chris Wallace was far too windy with his questions. They went on and on. He asked the same questions he asked on Fox News Sunday. But with Fox News Sunday, you have one person sitting there and you can hone in. You can't do that in a debate. You have to ask very precise questions. Let me give you the most vivid example I can give you. COVID. All right, the Democrats are actually winning the COVID argument. But the fact of the matter is that on January 30th of this year, when Donald Trump stopped the flights from Wuhan and from China, okay, to the United States, Joe Biden said, "You're a xenophobe," and implied the president was a racist. That's a fact. So why wouldn't Chris Wallace say just what I said? 8 seconds. "Mr. Vice President, when the President of the United States stopped the flights from China, you called him a xenophobe and implied he was a racist. Was that a mistake?" Bing. That's it. Now, Biden's going to pivot and answer all the gobbledygook he wants, but then Wallace can come right back after the 2 minutes and say, you didn't answer my question, sir.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Okay, so the media is in a tank. They're actually working with the Biden campaign. There's a question about that. And the Media Research Center did a study just out. So in 2016, when Trump ran out, Hillary Clinton, 90% of the coverage was negative toward Trump. Now it's 93%. It actually went up. 93% negative toward Trump by the four networks, actually three, CBS, ABC, and NBC. They didn't count Fox. The Media Research Center recorded 389 negative statements about President Trump from August 1st to the 15th of September, 15 negative statements about Biden. We had more negative statements in one show here than all three networks had in a month and a half. All right, you want to have some fun? Media and analysis after the debate on the cables. I'm so happy that many people, millions of people came and watched me and all of that last night. Okay, here's, I'm gonna give you three sound bites of analysis right after the debate, go.
I thought that Joe wasn't sharp and the president, I thought, was so forceful at times that I thought he was gonna try and eat Joe Biden literally on the stage.
There were times during this debate, Wolf, where President Trump's every line, specifically on mail voting, almost every single thing he said during that concluding section of the debate was inaccurate.
And he gave a wink and a nod to a racist, Nazi, murderous organization that is now celebrating online.
Okay, there's been no murder attached to the Proud Boys. Racist, far right, maybe. I mean, I don't know them. I don't associate with them. I don't research them. But my people researched their arrests, less than 10 in 3 years. Murderous, Nazi organization. Murderous? Can't back it up. That's the kind of garbage you get on cable news. So a guy named Jonathan Carl is the chief White House correspondent for ABC News. He's a correspondent, a reporter. Roll it.
The debate was a total mess. It was a mess of interruptions, petty insults. I was in touch with some people on the floor who told me they were stunned by what they were seeing transpire on that stage. Donald Trump came across like a bully.
Oh, sure he did. Finally, CNN topped everybody by saying this. Go.
I think the president overplayed his hand tonight. Here's what I saw on stage tonight. What I saw was a president who, and you can just hear it by him reciting the things that have happened to him throughout the presidency. This Durham report, all the things that are going on. He feels like he has been mistreated and by the prior administration.
All narcissists and all psychopaths but it's not, doesn't it make it true?
Okay, so Cooper says that, yeah, all the narcissists and all the psychopaths feel that, but it does not make it true. AT&T pays his salary, and he calls the president of the United States a psychopath. Okay, we have Killing Crazy Horse hitting 250,000 in sales after 3 weeks. We do hope you check out the book. You will like the book. It's an important book about American history, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. Please check that out and make great Christmas gifts. I'll sign them for you and all that. We'll take another quick break and be back with a final thought.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, final thought of the day is, oh, by the way, word of the day, no bilge, B-I-L-G-E, when writing to BillO'Reilly.com. Look, don't get angry and upset about politics, please. Don't be like John Cusack, the actor, who tweets out that if anybody doesn't agree with him, he's not going to talk to them, he's going to cut them off, and that includes family. Cusack is misguided, to say the least. Don't do that. It is an important election. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you why I'm so concerned and get it right in your zone about why this thing is so important on November 3rd. We'll do that tomorrow. But in the meantime, just don't get upset, all right? Don't get angry. That does you no good, and it does the people around you no good. See you tomorrow.